Today's daf is Soita Daf Lamed Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new perek, the seventh perek in Masechta Soita, perek Elu Nemarim. Today's daf is being learned by Elu Nishmas, Chaim Elazar, Ben Yibadol Chaim, Reb Shimshon Aryeh. Zok to Mishnah. Elu Nemarim B'chaloshon. The following are a list of things that one might have thought need to be recited in Lashon HaKodesh, stating that they don't have to. Rather, they are nemarim b'chol lashon. They can be said in any language, says the Mishnah, Parsha Soita. Number one, the Parsha of the Soita, which is why we're discussing it here in Mesechtes Soita. So, one of the inyanim of the Soita was that the Kohen would be Mashpia, the Soita, would tell the Soita a lot of different things, and the Mishnah saying that you could have thought that maybe the Parsha Soita needs to be said in Lashon HaKodesh, it doesn't. It's the first in the list of things that are Nemarim B'chol Lashon. Number two, Uvidui Maiser, the Parsha of Vidui Maiser. So what exactly is Vidur Maiser? So we know that every Yid who was living in Eretz Yisrael had an obligation to be Mafrish, Chumas U'Maisers. Now in a perfect world, every year you would give the Kohen, the Levi, the Ani, the necessary tithes that you were obligated to. However, the world's not always perfect, and there were times that people would have backed up some even years worth of Chumas U'Maisers that they didn't give. So the Torah mandates that every 3 years, meaning after the first 3 years of the Shemitah cycle, and then again after the next 3 years of the Shemitah cycle, a Yid had to make sure that he got rid of all the Chumas U'Maisers that he had in his Rishos. Not just that, he had to recite a Parsha that's known as the Parsha of Vidui Maiser. It's a few psukim that mentioned in the Torah in Parshas Kisavai. I think it's kedai to just get a feel for these psukim as the Gemara is going to refer back to it. The pasuk says, "V'yomarta lefnei Hashem alikach." You should say the following. This is while you're doing the biur, while you're being mekayim your vidur ma'aser. You say, "Biarti akodesh min habayis." I got rid of all the kodesh from my house. V'gam nesativ la'levi v'la'ger la'yosim v'la'almana g'chol mitzvascha asher tzivisoni le'yavarti v'mitzvaisecha v'loy shachachti le'yachalti v'oini mimenu v'loy biarti mimenu b'tomei v'loy nesati mimenu le'meis shamati b'shkoy la'ashem v'loy koy osisi g'chol asher tzivisoni. So basically you're saying that I did everything that I was supposed to do, which is ironic because we refer to the parasha as vidui. Usually when you think of vidui, al chay chachatanu lufanecha b'ayinu zubaratzayin, al chay this, al chay that, ashamnu, bagadnu. But here, it's to the contrary. You're almost pumping your chest in a good way. I did everything I was supposed to do. Literally, I didn't miss on any detail in the laws of Chumas U'Maisers. The last pasuk that the person that was reciting Vidur Maiser would say was Ashkifa Mimoin Kotchachem and Hashemayim Uvarich Hasamcha Es Yisrael Ve'eso Adom Hashem Asatalonu Kashen Eshbatal Aviseinu Eretz Zov Aschol V'Tvash. Either way, this Parsha of Vidur Maiser, as the Mishnah, could be said B'chol Lashon, meaning it's these few psukim, but if you want to translate it from Lashon HaKodesh into some other language, that's okay. Kriya Shema V'Tfilo, that's Shemon Esrei, U'Brichas HaMazoin V'shvuos ha'edos v'shvuos ha'pikadon. So what's shvuos ha'edos and shvuos ha'pikadon? Shvuos ha'edos is where somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him that I want you to please come to Beis Din and testify on my behalf. I'm involved in a court case and I know that you know that I'm innocent. Will you please come testify? The person says, I don't know what you're talking about. I know no edos. He even swears as such. Later, if he's moida, that he swore falsely. So there's a parasha in the Torah known as the parasha of shvuos ha'edos. Either way, Shvuos Eidos would not require that the person had sworn in Lashon HaKodesh, but rather, even if he swore B'chol Lashon, it would trigger the parasha of Shvuos Eidos. What's Shvuos HaPekadin? Similar, somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him that you have my Pekadin or you owe me money. He says, Lehoyu Dvar Meyoglam, he swears, then he's Maida. So there's a parasha of Shvuos HaPekadin. So side the Shvuos Eidos and side the Shvuos HaPekadin, whether they were said B'Lashon HaKodesh or whether they were said B'chol Lashon, both parashiyas are going to be in effect. Either way, this is the short list of things that are nemarim b'chol lashon. Dr. Mishnah Vaitav Elo nemarim b'lashon hakodesh. The following is a list of things that need to be recited dafkin lashon hakodesh. Number one, mikra bikurim. So we're familiar with the mitzvah bikurim. We know that when a yid brought bikurim, he also had to recite a parasha in the Torah. Incidentally, the parasha mikra bikurim is also in the beginning of parashas Kisavai. very close in proximity to the Parsha of Vidui Meiser. It's also a few psukim. The psukim go as follows. Again, it's kedai to read the psukim as they're going to play out a little bit in the Gemara. Va'onisa va'amarta lefnei Hashem lekecha. So this is the person that's bringing bikurim. He says as follows. Arami yoividavi. Vayered mitzrayma vayogar shom b'msei ma'at vayihisham l'goy godol otzum v'rob. Vayorei oisonu ha-mitzrim vayanunu vayitnu aleinu avidakosha. Vanitzak el Hashem lekecha v'iseinu v'yishma Hashem etz koylenu. Vayares onyenu v'samaleinu v'sachatzenu. Vayotzeinu Hashem yibisrayim b'yot chazok v'zorayin etu v'm So basically, you tell the whole story of Arami Yovidavi and how the Yidden were Mishubadim Lepari B'Mitzrayim. Then Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Va'ato, hine hevesi es reishis pri adama shenasatu li Hashem. I'm taking the reishis of the pri adama from that land that you gave us. Vehinachte lefnei Hashem lekecha v'shtavich sol lefnei Hashem lekecha. That is the parsha of Mikra Bikurim. If these psukim feel familiar, it's because we say them all in the Agada Shal Pesach. In fact, the Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam makes a dogush. He says the mitzvah is to be marba in the pirush of these psukim. When we learned Avri Psachim, we spoke at Ar Sameach, where Meir Simcha is medayik that Rambam very sharp, that the Iker mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim is the parsha of Mikra Bikurim. But either way, says the Mishnah that as it relates to the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, that's something that has to be said dafka b'loshen hakodesh v'chalitza. So chalitza involves, amongst other things, talking. The man had to talk, the woman had to talk. Both of them needed to say what the Torah says they need to say dafka in loshen hakodesh. Brachos v'klolei. So what exactly were brachos v'klolei? So the Mishnah is going to elaborate on it a little bit, and it's also something that's going to come up in every one of the next few dafin, and then eventually the Gemara is going to talk about it in great detail, and so will we, Be'ezus Hashem. But in short, the brachos v'klolei describe also Parshas Kisavai, where Hashem tells the Yidden that when you're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, so you're going to find two mountains, Har Grizim and Har Eval. Six of the Shvatim are going to ascend to Har Grizim. The other six are going to ascend to Har Eval. The Leviim and the Kehanim, they're going to be in between these two mountains, and they are going to recite brachas and klolos. When they say the brachas, they'll be facing Har Grizim. When they say the klolos, they'll be facing Har Eval. And all the Yidden are going to have to scream, Amen, Amen. Either way, it's a very, very detailed parsha, very much the topic of the next few dafin. But as it relates to the brachas and the klolos that were recited by the Leviim, it had to be dafka b'loshon hakodesh. Birchas koyanim has to be b'lashon hakodesh. Ubirchas koyin gadol. So what's birchas koyin gadol? We know what birchas koyinim is. Birchas koyin gadol is referring to a mishnah in Masechtas Yuma that discusses amongst the things that the koyin gadol had to do on Yom Kippur, he had to read from a sefer Torah and he had to recite brachas. So the brachos that the koyin gadol had to recite had to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh. Uparshas hamelach. That's the special kriyas haTorah that the king had to recite on Hakel. Uparshas egla arufa. Additionally, the Mashuach Melchama, when he would give his motivational speech to the Yidden that were going to fight a war, so that drasha also had to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh, regardless. So the Mishnah mentioned a list of things that you would have thought maybe had to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh, kamash one, they could be b'chaloshon, and then the Mishnah mentioned a list of things that have to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh. Now the Mishnah is going to continue, and the Mishnah is going to explain the latter list. The Elu Nemarim B'Loshon HaKodesh. Zok the Mishnah. Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. What's the Makar that the Parshna of Mikra Bikurim has to be dafka B'Loshon HaKodesh? The Makar is as follows. The Pasuk says, Va'anisa Va'amarta Lefnei Hashem Alekech U'Lahalon Huaymer. And it says regarding the Leviim, by the Brachos and the Klolos, by Har Grizim and Har Eval, Va'anu HaLeviim Va'amru. So it says the word Va'anisa by Mikra Bikurim. It says Va'anu with regards to brachas and klolos, ma'ala halam b'loshon hakodesh, just like the Leviim had to say the brachas and klolos b'loshon hakodesh, afkan so to mikra bikurim b'loshon hakodesh had to be in loshon hakodesh as well. Chalitza keitza, what's the makar that chalitza has to be dafka b'loshon hakodesh? Says the Mishnah va'ansa va'amra. It says regarding chalitza that the woman is going to say, but the lashon is va'ansa va'amra ulahalon huaymer, and it says regarding the Leviim va'anu ha'Leviim va'amru. So va'ansa va'amra va'anu va'amru. Ma lahal b'lashon hakodesh, just like the Leviim, the brachas and klolos had to be b'lashon hakodesh. Avkan b'lashon hakodesh. So to chalitza has to be b'lashon hakodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer,
Rabbi Yehuda says that the makar is something else. The makar that chalitza has to be b'lashon hakodesh is not learned out from the Levim, but rather it's mineu bay in the parish of chalitza. I already know that it has to be b'lashon hakodesh. How so? It says va'antsa va'amra, and the next word in the Torah is kocha yeyasa lo ish asher lo yivne es beis achiv. And the word kocha means atche toimar b'lashon hazeh, that she has to say it dafke in this lashon, the lashon that it's written in. And being that it's written b'lashon hakodesh, she would have to say b'lashon hakodesh. The Gemara tomorrow's daf is going to elaborate a little bit on this machloikis. Either way, so as it relates to the makar for chalitza, it's a machloikis tanam. Either it's learned out va'anu va'amru va'ansa va'amru from the Levim, or Rabbi Yehuda said it's learned out from the word kocha that it says in the parish of chalitza. Brachos v'klolos ketzad. What exactly were the brachos and the klolos? So we mentioned the brachos and the klolos already a few times in the Mishnah. Number one, it's in the list of things that had to be said dafka b'lashon hakodesh. We also said that it's the makar that mikra bikurim has to be b'lashon hakodesh, and according to the Tanakhama, it's the makar that chalitza has to be b'lashon hakodesh. So what are these brachos and kololos? So the Mishnah is going to give us a short version. Again, everything will be explained in the Gemara. Kibish Abi Yisrael said, Yadim went Yidin, crossed the Yardin, Ubal, Har Grizim, Al Har Evel. They came to Har Grizim and Har Evel. Where was it? Shebet Shomron. It was in that region in Eretz Yisrael. Shebet Sad Shechem, near Shechem. Which is near Eloi Neymar. Now, if you look in the Psukim, so the Psukim gives a few reference points in terms of where exactly Har Grizim and Har Evel were. Again, more about this in tomorrow's daf. But it doesn't mention a word about Shechem. So how do we know it's near Shechem? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Haloi Hema Be'ever Hayardin, Achare Derech Mavoy Hashemesh, Be'eretz Aknani, Ayosheba Rav Mula Gilgal, Eitzel Eloi Neymar. So the punchline here is in the Vegoimer. It says that these mountains are going to be near Eloi Neymar, Ula Halon Uweimer, and the Pasuk says, Vayavar Avram ba'aretz ad mekayim Shechem ad Eloin Meira ma Eloin Meira amal alon Shechem. So you see that Avram Avinu, when he goes to Eloin Meira, where is it? It's Shechem. Af Eloin Meira amar kan Shechem. That's how you know that Har Grizim and Har Evel, these two mountains were near Shechem. Either way, what happened over there? Shisha Shvatim alul reish Har Grizim. Six of the Shvatim went to Har Grizim. The Shisha Shvatim alul reish Har Evel. The other six, they climbed Har Evel. Vakihanim ba'levim ba'arin amin delamata ba'emtza. The Kehanim, the Levim, and the Arin were all in the middle, between these two mountains, they were standing. Hakayhanim akifin asarim. The Kayhanim were circling the Arun. Va'alevim as hakayhanim. And the Levim were circling the Kayhanim. V'chol Yisrael mikan mikan. And the rest of Klal Yisrael were mikan mikan, meaning on the two mountains, Har Grizim and Har Evel, respectively. Shenemer, how do you know all this? Because the pasuk says, V'chol Yisrael, uskenov, v'shoitrov, v'shoiftov, so you see the Aron's in the middle, and everybody is Mizel Mizel. Hafchu pneim klapi Har Grizim. The Levim, they turned their face towards Har Grizim. Upaschu bebracha. And they recited a bracha. They said, Baruch ish, asher lo yase pesel maseicha. Ve'elu ve'elu oinim ame. Not only the people on Har Grizim answered ame, but everybody. Then they turned to Har Evel, upaschu beklala, and they began with a klala, and they said, Arur ho ish, asher yase pesel maseicha. So, they said the inverse of the bracha, right? It's the same nusach. Baruch ha'ish asher lo yaseh pesel maseicha, and then oro ish asher yaseh pesel maseicha. And again, they said the bracha facing Har Grizim, b'klala facing Har Evel, but everybody's going to answer amen, side to the bracha, side to the klalas. Ve'elu ve'elu, oinem amen, asher goymen brachas v'klalas. Until they concluded all the brachas and the klalas. Achakach, after they finished with the brachas and the klalas, heviyos havanim. They brought the avanim. Now, what are the Avonim? So Rashi says these were Avonim that the Yidden had taken with them from the Yarden. Ubanu es hamizbeach. They built the mizbeach using those Avonim. Vesadu basir, and they sealed it with lime. The kasfu olav as kol divrei Torah, and they wrote the entire Torah. Big machloikis doesn't mean they literally wrote everything. Maybe only the mitzvahs. B'shivim lashin in all 70 languages. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, be'er heitev. It had to be 100% clear. Afterwards, they brought karbonis on the mizbeach. They dismantled the mizbeach. Menotlas avonim. They took the stones. Uvo. The Lanu Bimkaimam, and they took it with them until they finally put it in its proper resting place, which was where Rashi says it was in Gilgal, which is where the Mishkan was going to be for the next 14 years. Either way, the Mishnah gave us a Mishnah-type version of the Brachas and the Klolas. We'll have several Dafin of Agadat the Gemara, where the Gemara is going to elaborate on everything that we just said. So, the first part of today's Daf was a Mishnah, which, by the way, is consistent with the last several Mishnayos that we had, long Mishnayos here tucked away in Masech Desaita. And the mission statement of this Mishnah was to give us two lists. Number one, the list of Elu Nemarim B'Chalashoin, and number two, the list of the Elu Nemarim B'Lashon HaKodesh. So just a few observations before we start the Gemara. The first observation is that notice the Mishnah gave two lists. The list of things that are Nemarim B'Chalash, and the list of things that are Nemarim B'Lashon HaKodesh. And then the Mishnah went on to explain which list? The second list. Which? Nedarim Daf Beis, Nazir Daf Beis. We know sometimes Ahuda Pasach Mefarish Bereisha, and sometimes it's Ahuda Sayim Mefarish Bereisha. Right? When a Mishnah is going to give multiple lists, and then it explains it. So sometimes it explains the first, and sometimes it explains first the last, right? Sometimes it goes in the regular order, and sometimes it goes tzirik tzivik. What's unique, however, about what the Mishnah just did is that our Mishnayos are never going to explain the first list. So we're going to explain the second list, but we're never going to explain the first list. The Gemara is going to, but the Mishnah itself is not. So that's the first observation. The second observation that I think is worth mentioning is that we are discussing the Dvarim that are Nemarim B'Chaloshin or B'Loshin HaKodesh because the first thing mentioned in the first list is the Parsha of the Soita, stating that this is Kamat, the last thing that we're going to see in the Masechta related to Soita. And really, the rest of the Masechta is going to be a digression. What are we going to talk about in this digression? You always have to follow the paper trail. We're going to discuss all the things that were mentioned in these lists. So the Mishnayos is going to continue discussing all the things that are Nemarim B'Lashon HaKodesh. We're not discussing the first list. We're only going to discuss the second list. And some of them are going to be discussed in really great detail. In fact, some of them even have a perek named after them. So, for example, Meshuach Muhammad is one of the things that have to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh. Well, the eighth perek, the next perek, is called Perek Meshuach Muhammad. Another one was called Egla Rufa. The last perek in Masech Tesoit is called Perek Egla Rufa. So you don't see this every day. But either way, this is going to be an epic digression. A little more about this tomorrow. But for now, we begin the Gemara, which is going to discuss the first of the two lists, Elu Nemarim B'Chaloshay, number one, Parsha Soita. Zok the Gemara, Parsha Soita min Olam. What's the makar that the Parsha of Soita had to be said dafka, or the contrary, could be said B'Chaloshay, the Pasuk says, V'Omar HaKoyen Li'isha, and we learn from there, B'Chaloshay Shehu Omer. Now, it's very not clear what exactly the drash is, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, El Ho'isha, Mashma Dvorim HaNechnasim B'Liba, She'tehe Makeres B'Loshay. The point is, the kohen should talk to the woman. Just tell her in a language that she's going to understand. The punchline is El Ha'isha, that she should understand it. And as a result, we learn from here that it doesn't matter what language it's going to be. Any language is going to be okay. Tan Rabbanu, Mashmiya, Noise, V'Chaloshin, Shishay Mas. We would tell her everything that she needed to know in any language that she understood. Number one, Al Mahi Shoisa. We would explain to her how this whole thing came about, that she's drinking. Uba Mehi Shoisa. Alma nitmas, uba mehi nitmas. What do these four things mean? Alma yishoysa aliske kinev estira. This all started because of kinev estira. Uba mehi yishoysa b'mekeido shal cheres. She's going to be drinking from an earthenware keli. Alma nitmas. What caused this toma? Aliske schoik v'yaldos. It's because she was behaving immaturely, kaloroya saita b'kukula yazer asma minayayin, etc., etc. Uba mehi nitmas. Also, we would tell her that the only time anything is going to happen to her is if she became tamei in the wrong way, meaning b'shoigig or b'meizid ba'inus b'ratzen. It's only going to be an issue if you did the aveira b'meizid, you did a b'ratzen. But if it was b'shoigig or ba'inus, nothing is going to happen. The kol kach lama. This is referring to the last of the four things we tell this woman. Why do we have to make a big deal about this last thing? That did it happen b'shoigig or b'meizid or ba'inus or b'ratzen? Why are we discussing this? Shalei l'hoitzi la'az al mayim amarim. Because in the event that she knows there was an avera and then nothing's going to happen, so she's going to say, look at this, the Torah says the water's supposed to work and the water's really not working. So shalei l'hoitzi la'az al mayim amarim. It's for that reason we explained to her that understand that if you were a shoigig, if you were an oinus, nothing is going to happen. And as a result, if she taka was a shoigig and oinus and nothing happens, she'll know why nothing happened. Which, by the way, this is something that came up a few times earlier in the Masechta. The idea of Shlo Lohitzi Laz Amayim Amorim, the most prominent application of this inyan was Ben Azai's memory in the Mishnah, Daf Chaf Amar Aleph, that Ben Azai said that because there's a an idea that a schus could be toilah when it comes to the Mayim Amarim. So it's for that reason, Chayiv Adam Lulamid is Bitei Torah. She Imtishta, because if she's going to drink, knowing she's guilty and nothing's going to happen, she won't be Moitzilas on the Mayim Amarim. Teda, she'll know, she'll understand. She'll toilah. So you see that we go out of our way. Lahitzi mi Liban. Before we start the next Gemara, just one very short Ha'ara, and that is, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, the first Rashi in the Perek, Parsha Saita, so Rashi says, Masha HaKoyin Oimrala, V'loy Amrinon, and we don't say, Tzorech La'Oimra, B'loshen HaKoydesh, K'derech Shen Nichtav. We don't say that it has to be B'loshen HaKoydesh, K'derech Shen Nichtav. I saw in the Sefer Minchas Kenois from a Meir Arik, this is the first time we're quoting the Sefer here in Masechta Soita, that's a classic work, Yodua, that was written on Soita. So he's Medayik in Rashi, that Rashi seems to be saying that even though the Mishnah says that the Parsha of Soita could have been said B'chol Lashon, but it had to be written dafka b'loshen hakodesh. Rashi's loshen is mashah koyin oimer lo v'lo yamrinan tzorich lo oimer b'loshen hakodesh kiderech shen nichtav. It doesn't have to be b'loshen hakodesh in the way it's written. Meaning, if you wanted to write the parasha of Soita, which ultimately was going to have the mechikas Hashem, but shar loshen, that's something that was not okay. That had to be dafka b'loshen hakodesh. It's just that the amira, the Hishpia Oysa HaKoyin, etc., that's something that if you wanted to say B'chaloshoin, you were able to say. And the emes is that Rameir Arik's Diyak in Rashi is a little bit of a chiddush. Because Pashi, you could have said that what Rashi means when he says V'lo yamrinan tzarech lo'imre B'loshon HaKoydesh G'derech Shen Nichtav, he means the way it's written in the Torah. The Torah tells the Koyin what he's supposed to say. And the way it's written in the Torah is B'loshon HaKoydesh. But Rameir Arik held that Rashi meant to say G'derech Shen Nichtav in the Parsha of the Soita, meaning in the execution of what's going on here. So you had to write the Parsha of Soita, and then there was a Mechikas Hashem, and that's what Rashi means, Kiderach Shenichtav, that when you're using the Parsha of Soita for the Mechikas Hashem, it had to be B'loshon HaKodesh. So I would have thought that maybe the recital of the Parsha also has to be B'loshon HaKodesh, Kamashmal or not. Either way, that's Rameir Arik's Diyak in Rashi right in the beginning of the parak. So the Mishnah mentioned the Elu Namar B'chaloshin. First one was Parsha Soita. The second was Uvidui Meiser. Zokti Gemar Minolon. How do you know that Vidui Meiser can be B'chaloshin? Meaning, maybe you have to say it the way it's written in the Torah. Maybe it has to be B'loshin HaKodesh. So the Gemara says, the Chsiv, it's because the Pasuk says, V'omarta l'fnei Hashem alikecho bi'arti HaKodesh min habayis. It says, V'omarta v'yalef amira b'soita. And we learn out Amira from the Soita, and just like the Soita, as we just said, it could be B'chaloshin. The point is El Ha'isha, as long as she understands that we don't care what language it's going to be. So too, as it relates to Vidui Meiser, it could be B'chaloshin as well. Rav Zid Abayis, Rav Zid told Abayis, V'leilof Amira L'Levim. How do you know to learn Vidui Meiser, Amira, from the Soita, maybe learn Amira from the Levian. Malah b'loshan hakodesh, just like the Levian we saw in the Mishnah when they said the brachas on the klalos, it had to be dafka b'loshan hakodesh. Afkam b'loshan hakodesh. Maybe vidu meiser also has to be b'loshan hakodesh. So the Gemara says, donam Amira greidus amne Amira greidus. So we learn vidu meiser from Soita because both of them simply say the word v'omar, as opposed to learning Vidui Meiser from the Brachas and the Klolois, the Indonim Amira Gredesa Me'aniya V'Amira. Because by the Levium it says Va'anu Va'amru. Va'anu Va'amru is not the same as Va'amarta. There's an extra word there, and as a result, the two are not the same. It makes more sense to learn it from Soita, which both simply say Amira, as opposed to learn from the Levium, where it says Aniya and Amira. Tanya, Rav Shimba Yechoyah said, Adam Oimer Shvachay Bekal Namuch, V'gnusay Bekal Ram. If a person is going to talk about his own Shvach, he should say it Bekal Namuch. Don't say it so loud. But V'gnusay, if a person is going to talk about his Gnus, he can say it Bekal Ram. What's the Makar? Shvachay Bekal Namuch. How do you know, said Rav Shimba Yechoy, that is an Inyan to say your Shvach Bekal Namuch min Vidui Maisa. We learn it from Vidui Maisa. Vidui Maisa, we just said, it says, V'omarto l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. Now, what was the essence of the Vidui Maisa? We read the parsha. This is why we read it. A person is basically talking about how great he is. V'omarto l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, b'yarti ha-kodesh min abayis, v'gam nesatav lo-levi, l'ger v'l'yosnoim, lo-yovarti min mitzvaysecha, v'lo-yishachachti. Right? I did everything perfect. Shamati b'koil Hashem Elokei, osisi k'chol ha-shetzi v'yisoni. Right? That's really
being mesaper in your own shvach. The Torah says v'yamarta, doesn't say v'yoniso v'yamarta. Why? Because when it comes to saying your own shvach, you should say b'kol namach. However, knusay b'kol ram, when it comes to saying your gnus, that you say b'kol ram. How do you know that? Mi mikra bikurim. That you learn from mikra bikurim. By the mikra bikurim, it says v'yoniso v'yamarta l'fnei Hashem elokecha. Now, what's the whole parasha mikra bikurim? It's arami oivadavi, v'yareo yisano amitzrim, v'nitzak al Hashem elokein. It talks about the very humble beginnings of the Jewish people. Said Rav Shimon bar Yochai, a beautiful dik. When it comes to vidui ma'isa via martel of Hashem alekecha, when it comes to mikra bikurim via nisa via martel of Hashem alekecha, what's the difference for nisa is b'kol ram? Why is vidui ma'isa b'kol namuch and why is mikra bikurim b'kol ram? The reason is because vidui ma'isa, you're talking about how amazing you are. When it comes to mikra bikurim, you're talking about what a miserable beginning your nation had. When it comes to shvach, you're supposed to say b'kol namuch. When it comes to Gnus, you say Bekorah. But the Gemara asks Akasha, do Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai really say this? Rabbi Yechon said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Zelb Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Mipnei Ma, Tiknu Tfilah Belachash. Why is it that we daven Belachash? As Shemayna Esrei is Belachash. The reason is because we don't want to embarrass Oyrvei Avera. So if somebody's davening Shemayna Esrei, for example, and he wants to, in the middle of Shemayna Tfilah, for example, he wants to talk about different Averas that he did. You know, we'll slick them off in hearts. That's what Tfilah is all about. So we don't want a person to be embarrassed about the things that he's going to daven about. So it's for that reason there was a takana that tefillah should always be belachash, shaloi levayash is loivre aver. And Rav Shimon bar Yochai proved this. Sharei loi chilek hakosiv mokoim ben chatos lo'ilo. Because you find that the same place that the shchit of the carbon chatos was where the shchit of the carbon oilo was. Chatos and oilo are both kachikadashim and shchitasim bitzofen. Now, why doesn't the chatos and the oilo have their own place where you should do the shchita? If you think about it, the carbonas are very different. The chatos is Baal Chet, the Oila is not Baal Chet. So they're fundamentally different. If that's the case, you would think that maybe they should be brought in different places, yet they're not. The reason is because we didn't want that a person that is bringing a Karban Chatas should be embarrassed about the fact that he's bringing the Karban Chatas. So like this, we'll go to the same place, Tzofen, where the Karban Oila was brought, Shloi Levayish, this person. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You see that there's an inyan that a person is not supposed to just embarrass himself. To the contrary, we're super sensitive to a person not having to embarrass himself. That's why the Chatas is born in the same place as the Oila. That's the reason that Shmoneh Esrei is Belachash. And who said this? Rav Shimon bar Yochai said this. Afreita Gemara, how could you say Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that the reason that the parasha of Mikra Bikurim is Va'anisa Va'amarta, you say B'kol Ram, is because there's an Indian that a person should say Gnusai B'kol Ram, it would seem to contradict something else that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, and that is Tefillah Belachash, and that is that the Chatas and the Oila are brought in the same place, Davka Shaloi Levayesh. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, Lo Yitema Gnusai Ele'e Matzari, you're right. You have to tweak it. You have to say that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai felt that the reason Mikra Bikurim is said B'kol Ram is not because we want to notify, we want to let the world know of Gnus. The fact that our Elta Zaydas were once a Mitzrayim and they were tortured, that doesn't necessarily mean Gnus. What it is Tsar. Gnus, you keep a Lachash. It's Tsar, that's something that's supposed to be B'kol Ram, and that must be where Rav Shimon bar Yochai meant. And in fact, there's a makar for a person to be Moidia his Tsar, the Rabbin Kedetanya, V'tomei Tomei Yikra, it's referring to the Metzayra. We learn from there, Tsarech Lohidia, Tsarei L'Rabbin, Tomei Tomei Yikra, a person that's a Metzayra is supposed to tell everybody that he's a Metzayra. What's the Indian? Let people know about your pain, V'Rabbin V'Vakshin Olav Rachamim. So like this, people are going to daven for him, and we learn from there that not only Mitzvah, but any person that has anything going on in his life, there's an idea, let people know about it. It's like this, the Rabbim are going to daven for him. Either way, we clarified what Rav Shimon bar Yochai meant. It was a diktok in the psukim of Vidui Meiser and Mikra Bikurim. Why are we talking about Vidui Meiser and Mikra Bikurim? Because they're both mentioned in our Mishnah. One is with regards to the Eilun Amar B'Chalashon, and the other one is the Eilun Amar B'Lashon HaKodesh. But additionally, there's a chilek that by one it's V'Amarta, by the other one it's V'Anisa V'Amarta. V'Amarta is B'Kol Namuch, V'Anisa V'Amarta is B'Kol Ram. V'Dor Maisi, you say B'Kol Namuch because you're talking about how great you are, as opposed to Mikra Bikurim, that you say B'Kol Ram, not Lohidiyah
your gnus, because that you would do balachash, but to be maidia your tzar. Zok de Gemara. So we just mentioned Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's memra, that tefillah is supposed to be balachash. Why? Shaloi levayash esloivir aveira. So the Gemara from here until the two dots, which is where our daf is going to end, is going to elaborate on this point. Gufa. Om Rab Yoichin Om Yishom Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Nebnei ma tiknu tefillah balachash. Why were Chazal masaking that Shmon Esr should be balachash? Shaloi levayash esloivir aveira. The reason is not to embarrass someone that did an aveira. You find that the Torah did not give a special place for the Chatas versus the Oilo. They're both brought in the same place. Even though you would think the Karbanos are so different, they probably should have their own Kfiyas Makim as it relates to where to bring the Karban. Yet they're both Betzofen. Kachi Kadashim, Chatas Oilo Asham, Ash Chitasim Betzofen. Must be Shalei Levayish to Ivri Avri. But the Gemara says, Valoy, is that true? Is it true that there's no special place for the Chatas? It's not true. For Ikodamim. What about the Zrika? Dam Chatas Lamailo. The Zrika of the Karma Chatas was done Lamailo of the Chotaser, the upper part of the Mizbeach, Vidam Oilo Lamata, and the Oilo was brought on the bottom part. So the Gemara says it's true. But Hasam Kayin Hudiyad, the only person that knew about that was the Kayin. Meaning, the Kayin was able to see exactly where the Dam was going. As opposed to the Shechita, that's something that everybody would have been able to see. So if you see that the Bala Karbin is standing in Tzofin, versus Darim, but versus some other part of the Azara, that would be noticeable to everybody. So it's noticeable to everybody there, we're going to be sensitive. But as it relates to the Zrika, there we don't have to be sensitive because no one else is going to end up seeing it anyways. Incidentally, why will everyone know where the Bala Karbin's carbon is being brought? Because Bala Karbin had to be there to do smicha, right? So he has to be there. And being that he has to be there, so we're going to know where the Bala Karbin is. We know what exactly is going on. The teretz is, it's for that weird the Bala Karbin is going to be exposed, so therefore we're sensitive, as opposed to the Zrika, no one's really going to know. But the Gemara asks another kasha, v'ho'ika, what about the idea that chatas nekeva oyla zachar? Chatas had to be a nekeva, oyla had to be a zachar. So if a person is marching through the harabayas, he's making his way to the azara with his animal, so people are going to know exactly what's going on. You're bringing a zachar, oh, it's an oyla. You're bringing a nekeva, then it sounds like it's probably a chatas. So the Gemara says, Hasam, it's not a problem because mechasya ba'alya, because the tail is anyways going to be covering, and as a result, you won't be able to tell whether the animal is a zachar or a nekeva. The Gemara says teinach kifso seira ma'yikil meimer. That would be good if the carbon that you're bringing is a shepsala. You're bringing a sheep. What if you're bringing a goat? So the carbon chatas had to be a nekeva. It could be either a female sheep or a female goat. Now, a female sheep has a tail. The seira, there's no tail, and because there's no tail, Rashi says, see, so dear, it's going to be nikah. You'll know if it's a zachar if it's a nekeva. So the Gemara says hasam iu dekam nichsev nafshe. Listen, if you're so embarrassed about what's going on, then bring a kifsa. You have an option. You have two choices. Why do you bring a seira? You're embarrassing yourself. The Torah is not embarrassing you. You're embarrassing yourself. Zok de Gemara. Chatas d'avoydas kechavim d'leisagi d'lav seira mayik lamemer. What about the chatas of avoydas zara? So if someone was avid avoydas zara, b'shoigik, he had to bring a carbon chatas. But there, the chatas was unique. It had to be a seira. So ordinarily, it could be either a kifs or a seira. But there, it dafke had to be a seira. And if a dafke had to be a seira, sefreik de gemara, why are we putting this person in this vulnerable situation where everybody's going to know that he did an avera? By the way, not only is everyone going to know he did an avera, maybe they'll even chap and think that it's avoydas zara. Because every chatas could be a seira. But the point is, as it relates to avodas zara, here it's not that the person's embarrassing himself. It sounds like the Torah is embarrassing him. Here we go out of our way. Bring the chatas in the same place that you bring the oila. Do a pitzafin. Shemayna esrei should be balachash because we don't want to be mevayish people. Yet, when it comes to this carbon, it's going to be nicker to everybody that this person did an avera. So the Gemara says it's true. 100%, but at the same time, hasam nichsek the nasal. We actually think it's good in this case for the person to be a little bit embarrassed. Ki heichad in a chaperle. So like this, he should end up getting kapara. In other words, ordinarily we're very sensitive to this person's plight, and we don't want everyone to chap that he did in avera. We don't want him to have bushes and cherpes. But at the same time, when it comes to avodah zara, there it's different. Avodah zara, because of the chaymer of the avera over there, we actually think as part and parcel of his kapara, let him get some bezioinus, because like this, he's going to end up getting the kapar. I saw in the Minchas Kanois, in Svetamol today, from Ramea Arik, so he says that you see from this Gemara, it's very obvious, that there's a chiluk between the chet of Avodah Zarah and other chatan. For Avodah Zarah, it's good for a person to have bezioinus, because the bezioinus are necessary in order for him to get the proper kapara, as opposed to other averas, which are not as chamra as avodah zara. Nothing's as chamra as avodah zara. So over there, To the contrary, there's no reason for the person to need any additional bezayinus. So he says, with this, maybe you can answer a Shagas Arius Kasha. The Gemara says, Megillah Daf Chafei Amud Beis, that Maise Egel Arishon, that when the Baal Kora would read the Maise of the Egel in Parashas Kisisa, they would read it and they would be metargim it as well. So we know that once upon a time, Kriyas HaTorah looked a little bit different than it looked today. In addition to there being a Baal Kora, there was also a meturgimin. And the meturgimin's job was to literally taich, right? Laning took a lot longer. There was a Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum that was literally playing itself out during laning. And his job was to be metargim and to be mefarish everything that's going on. So the Mishnah says that Maisa Igla Rishon was Nikra, they would read it, umetargim. And they would be metargim it as well. And the Gemara says the reason is the Nichlu Tahavalu Kapara. Because we want that the person should get Kapar. So Feit Shagas Aryeh, that it's Mavur and that's Sugyo, that the Maisa of Ruvain was Nikra V'loi Metargim. And the reason is because we don't want to be Mavaza Ruvain. Feit Shagas Aryeh, why are we so sensitive all of a sudden to not being Mavaza Ruvain? Adarabo, let's be Mavaza him. So like this, he's going to end up getting Kapar. So this could be ties itself into Kalaim Ruvain Chata and Alotaya and all that rate. But the bottom line is Zokr Meir Arik, the Fianal, it's beautiful. That when it comes to Avodah Zarah, where you need the Kapara, the bezoinus to be able to facilitate the proper kapara, just like you see that the carbon was a seira, even though everybody's going to know that this person did the aver, but adarab, let him have the bezoinus. So maise eglarusha nikro metargim denichalut havale kapara maise ruvein, that's the chet of gilei arayis, that's a whole different avera. And being that it's a different avera, by all other averas you don't have this inyan, and that's why over there the inyan is going to end up being a little bit different. The Sefer Chassidim in Sif Chaf Aleph. So he talks a little bit about a person that did an Avera and what he should do midarkei atshuva. Very interesting. He begins as follows. Chassidim Arishonim hayu kosvim bi'igeres avoy neiseim kishahayu chaitim. Chassidim Arishonim, if they were doing Avera, they would have an igeres, so they would keep a ledger, but they would write down the Averas that they did. Kidei lehis vadois al chatasam. The reason is, like this, they would be able to be mesvada on their chet, ukidei sheyiskar, v'yischaret, v'yaseh tshuva. Mepnei shezoicher avoynoisav, like this, they'd remember their averes, and they remember shu asa litein dim v'cheshben aleim v'yaseh tshuva, l'fichach toiv l'koisvam, l'kayim ha-shenemar, v'chatosi negdi somit. So it says, the Sefer Chassidim, that Chassidim Arishonim, they had a minig. They would, every time they would do an Avera, they would keep a Cheshvan and they would write down the Avera like this. They had a Cheshvan, they wouldn't forget about it. They were Mekayim the Inyan of Vechatosin Negdi Samen. Then he says, I'm skipping a little bit, Ach Beremez Yichtevein. If you write it, you should only write it Beremez, Shelo Yimtsoim Shum Adam. Because you don't want that. If somebody finds it, he's going to chop exactly what it says over there. Umasha Amru. So, in other words, meaning, write it, but don't like spell it out too much. It's interesting because the first thing that comes to mind when you learn the Sefer Chassidim is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisi v'adisi likshibana beis hamikdash avichat hashmeina. But I think the second thing that comes to mind is he didn't write a beramiza. He wrote it pretty clearly. In fact, there's even raid why he had to write so much. Ani Shmuel ben Elisha karisi v'adisi. He could have just wrote Ani Shmuel ben Elisha am chayiv chatos. Why do you have to write karisi v'adisi ve'inka mekoymoi? But the bottom line is that l'chura this Sefer Chassidim, it's makar, comes from that inyan. Then the Sefer Chassidim says as follows. He says, Umasha Amru, Chatzif Man de Mefarish Chate. You're going to say that why are you writing down Yaveras? Isn't there an inyan in Chazal that it's considered a chutzpah for a person to talk about his Averas? So he says, Zeu Shemagid Lokoy Lashachata. That's a person that tells everybody about his Averas. Avo Mutter Lahagid Lo Adam Tzadik, but it's Mutter to tell a Tzadik, Vitzonua, or a person that's a tzonua, echod me avoynoisav, kidei sheyoru lehech yasa tshuva. So it says that the Sefer Chassidim, that even though it's true there's an inyan not to walk around talking about your averes, but to tell a tzaddik, or to tell a tzonua, push it, to beit zechais a little bit, he's going to help you do tshuva. For that, there's no question, it's a very, very good idea. And then he says something interesting. He says, oh, yishalei stam, if you want to ask a chash of a person about how you do tshuva for an avera. So he says, you should tell him, Adam sha'asa avein zeh, right, asking for a friend. This is mamash mefurish. Adam sha'asa avein zeh, upa lashon, heich yase tshuva. You know, theoretical, hypothetical. What would you do in terms of, mamash, you can't make it up. But the bottom line is,
Says the Sefer Chassidim that even though there's an Indian not to go ahead and to spread your Aveira, but to tell it to an Ish Tzanua, to tell it to a Chassid, over there already, if I cared, it's a Chashiv Azach, let him help you do Tshuva. So Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Pirish on Sefer Chassidim, in Makar Chesed, he says, Yesh Loima, that the Makar to this Sefer Chassidim is a Mefurish Gemara. Soita Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Why? Because the Gemara says that we're very sensitive that when a person had to bring a Karmen Chattas, nobody should chap that he's bringing a Karmen Chattas. So what was the sensitivity? What did we do? We went out of our way to make sure that the chatos was going to be brought in the same place that they brought the carbon oil. It was going to be dafka betzofen. Why it's like this? No one's going to chat. Oh, but fake the Gemara Kasha. What about the Zerika? So the Gemara says, who knows by the Zerika? The Kayan knows about the Zerika. Oh, the Kayan, you don't have to worry about it. So I say, Maris, that you see that when it comes to the Kayan is the tzaddik. The Kayan's a ladder, no, faker. So he says, yeah, Shleimah, this is the Makar. You see both sides of the equation of the Sefer Chassidim in this Gemara. You see, there's an Indian not to go ahead and be mefarish and not let the world know about the Avera that you did. That's Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, you find that the Kohen himself was allowed to know. So said Rav Reuven Margolis that Yesh Loimer, our Gemara is a Makar to this Indian that you find by the Sefer Chassidim. Yishtelsu, another Chazal, and this is actually coming up in Perek Meshuach Mochama, so we know when the Yidden used to go fight a war, so there were a bunch of people that were allowed to go home. Mio Isha Asher, Bonabayis, Notakerem, Eras Isha, and not just that, the Yore and the Rach Levav. So who is the Yore and the Rach Levav? So it's a Machloikis in the Gemara. Rabbi Yisak Lili says the Yore and the Rach Levav is a person that he's afraid of his Averis. Right? This person's afraid of his Averis. And because he's afraid of his Averis, we let him go home to him. Meaning he thinks he's going to get killed in war because he doesn't have the Schusim to be able to make it out alive. And then Rabbi Yosef Aglili says a davar nifla. He says that the reason that the other three went home, the reason the Bonabayis and the Notakerim and the Eras Isha went home, was Shaloi Levayish, the Yari and the Rach Levav. Because if you would let the Yari and the Rach Levav be the only one that goes home, so everyone's going to chab. Why is he chickening out? Because of the Averish of the Yada. So he would be exposed. So Pashit, he shouldn't have to be exposed in this Indian. So it's for that reason we were sensitive. The flaw in Panim Yafis and Parsha Shoiftim says that this L'chayra is the reason that how did it work originally? Originally, the way it would work is everybody would go to war. And then they would make the announcement, and then whoever was supposed to go home went home. So Freita HaFla, I don't understand. The guy that's a Yore V'rach Levav, okay, so he maybe is going to go to the battlefield first because he doesn't know yet how scared he is. He's going to get close, he's going to start having anxiety. Okay, so we're going to send you, no problem. You're Yore, you're a Rach Levav, Gesundheit, far home, go do your thing. But the person that just got married, who's Shana Rishayna, he knows he's Shana Rishayna. The person that built the house knows he built the house. The guy that just planted a vineyard, he knows he just planted a vineyard. Why does he have to go? And then when he gets to the battlefield, he's wearing his uniform, he has his rifle in his hand, now we're going to send him home. He knew. Why did he go in the first place? Zokta HaFla, he says in his Panim Yafis, Lefi Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it's beautiful. It's because the whole Indian is not to be Mevayish, the Yari and the Rach Levav. The Yari and the Rach Levav might not know he's a Yari and a Rach Levav until he comes to the battlefield. It's like this, everybody goes, your mamish get to the front lines, whoever wants to go home, go home, whoever needs to go home, go home. It's like this, when the Olam turned around, nobody really chapped who it was that was turned around, and like this, everything was going to be good. Either way, as it relates to Raid, those were just a few short hours, but as it relates to Raid, just one Inyan, and that is, so the Gemara mentioned, the Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, Gemara mentioned twice, Mipnei ma tiknu ti lebalachash. Why is it that Shmei Nasri is balachash? Kidei shaloi levayish as ovri aveira. The reason is because we don't want to embarrass the Ovrei Aveira. We don't want that somebody did an Aveira and he's going to be davening Shmei Nesra and he wants to daven a flasig of Shmei Nesra, but he's going to be embarrassed because people are listening to what he's saying. So Shaloi Levayish, a person that did Aveiras, that's why Chazal was Masakin Tfila Balachash. Rav Tzvi Hershchayis in his Agoyis on this Gemara says that we know that the Gemara says in Brachis, Taf Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, Amar Rav Hamnuna, there are many, many halachas and hilchas tefillah that we learn out from the psukim that describe chanas tefillah. The pasuk says, V'chane hi medaberes al liba, mikam, we learn from here, l'mespalo shetzorich sheyichav en liba, you have to have kavana. Rak sifase ono'os, mikam, we learn from here, l'mespalo, someone that's davening, sheyach doich besfasov, you have to move your lips. Obe v'koylo lo yishama, you weren't able to hear her voice. Mikan, from here we learn, that the way to daven is the way Chana daven, meaning, you shouldn't hear anything that she's saying.
The fact that Shemayna Esrei has to be Balachash is learned out from a pasuk, albeit in Sefer Shmuel, but it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, V'koyla lo yishameya, mikan she'asa lagbiya koyla b'tfilasa. It's also for a person to be magbiya koyla b'shas tfilasa. If that's the case, so what's Rav Shimon b'Yichoy saying, b'pnei matiknu? It's a pasuk. It's divrei Kabbalah. The Teretz said, Rav Tzvi Yerushalayim says, Rav Shimon b'Yichoy is l'shitasa. Rav Shimon b'Yichoy, we know, is Dairish time of the Kra. And he's being Dairish time of the Kra. He was the Dairish time of the Kra in Torah. He's being Dairish time of the Kra now in Nevi'im. And he's saying, what's the reason? You want to know why? What's the pshat? What's the time of this halacha? The reason is this Gemara right here. It's Kedei Shaloi Levayish. It's Ovre Avera. Nemesis is another Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hamashmiya koyloi b'tfilosai." If somebody, when he davens, he's mashmiya koyloi, he davens really loud. Hareza miktane amana. He's from the ktane amana. Hamagbiat koyloi b'tfilosai. Hareza minavie sheker. Now, what's the reason for this? Rashi says, "Hareza miktane amana," because he's acting ki'ilu ena kadosh baruch hu shemea tfilas lachash, because he's behaving as if the only way his tefillah is going to be answered is if he yells really, really loud. It's like this. Maybe from up there, someone's going to be able to listen to him. He's miktane amana. But this is another reason, in addition to Rav Shimon b'Yichoy's reason in our Gemara, that a person is supposed to daven balachash. The Rishonim actually mentioned another reason why he's supposed to daven balachash. And this is something that was more pertinent once upon a time, because Amal people didn't have Siddurim like we have today. And if people would daven out loud, so everybody would be mevulvul. As a result, there's an inyan that tefillah is supposed to be balachash. Like this, you're not going to shter other people. But the point is, Shemoneh Esrei has to be balachash. It's something that every little kid that davens knows. The Makar is a pasik, the koilo lo yishameya, but the time of the kra is the Gemara in Soita daf lamed beis amed beis, the Gemara in Brachas daf chav dalet amed beis, and this Indian that people didn't have Siddurim, that's brought down in Rishonim. The emes is that in the world of the Zohar HaKadosh, the idea that Shemoneh Esrei has to be balachash is a very, very big deal. Just to get a toyameh, this is obviously above my pay grade, but just to read some of the words in the Zohar HaKadosh. The first one is in Parshas Vayakel. It's Daf Resh Beis Amud Aleph. So the Zohar is talking about the different malachim that get involved in tefillah. And the Zohar says as follows, Ule Gabayu Kaimen, next to the aforementioned malachim, there are other malachim, Inun Misharion, Moreon to Udnin. And they're known as the malachim that are in charge of the ears. The Ikrun Udnin, and the reason they're called ears, is begin the Inun Tzaisen, call Inun the Mitzalun Tzloysen Belechishu. Because they're the ones that listen to Tefillah to decide whether or not this Tefillah can make it up to the Eibishta, or it can't make it up to the Eibishta. Now, what are they looking out for? They're looking out to see if people are Mitzalun Tzloysen Belechishu, if they're going to whisper their Tefillah, Beru'usa the Liba, but with a lot of Kavana. They're making sure that this tefillah was heard by nobody. That type of tefillah, a tefillah that nobody heard. It was a tefillah balachash, a tefillah that was done by kavana. That type of tefillah, the tzoysen law, called inun, the ikron, mori, the udnin. These malachim listen to them, and they take this tefillah and they allow it to go up to Shemayim. However, any tefillah that was heard by someone, listen to the lashon of the Zohar. He says, if it was heard by someone, the only person that will ever hear that tefillah is Bar Man Deshama Bekadmisa. That person that heard it originally. So if somebody davens and somebody hears this tefillah, so that person better be able to answer the tefillah because he's the only one that's going to hear it. If Shemayim, no one's going to listen to it because these malachim that are called Morein to Udnin, the masters of the ear, they're not going to allow this tefillah to make it through to go up to Shemayim. Very, very sharp. This is what the Zohar Kodesh says in Parshas Vayakel. Another Zohar. This Zohar is in Parshas Vayigash. It's Resh Tez Beis. The context over there is that the Pasuk says, V'hakoil Nishma Beis Paris. This is when Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, and the koil, the voice, was heard in the house of Paris. Again, just a few lines here in the Zohar. For Ikimna, man the tzali tzloise become kami mare. It's derech le deloy lemishma kali betzloise. A person that davens before the king, before the Eibush, has to make sure that nobody is going to hear his tefillah. Uman da'ashmi kali betzloise. Because if somebody is going to make noise while he davens, sloise le yishtama, that tefillah will not be heard. My timer, what's the reason? So again, this is all Kabbalah, but just read the words. Begin that sloise lav iui he kali yishtama. Because the tefillah that the Eibush listens to is not the tefillah that we recite. Da hu kol de yishtama lav he. That's not the tefillah, but it is like an echo. It creates another coil that ends up being heard. Uman iu tzloisa da kala achara. It's another coil that taluy bekala the ishtama, which is taluy in that original coil. Uman hu kala the ishtama da hahu kala the hu bevav. The coil that's written with a vav kala the taluy be da hu kala beloy vav. Begin kach le itzrach le barnash le mashmi kol betzloiseis. For this reason, a person has to be very careful not to make any noise when he davens. Elul letzalah belachash to daven very very quietly. Bahu kolod lo yishtema. It should be a coil that nobody is going to be able to hear. V'dohi tzloisa diskablus tader. This is the tefillos that is answered. V'simonich and a simon is v'hakol nishma. Base parai, and the word koil is written chasa without a vav, koil below vav, nishma. A koil that's without a vav, it's still, it's chaser. That's the koil that's heard. Dahi tzloisa dihi bechashoi, dechzib bechana, and this is what you find by chana, it says, vekoila lo yishameya, dahi tzloisa dekutche berichu kabel. This is the koil, this is the tefillah that the Ibshta answers. So the bottom line is, in Teres HaNister, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Vayakob, Parshas Vayigash, you see already that this Indian of tefillah belachash, it takes on a whole different chaymer. So I'll tell you something interesting. This inyan that tefillah has to be belachash is obviously brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Torah brings it in Siman Kof Aleph, and he brings it very much by Richos. The Beis Yosef, Kler Zashaylo, when we say that Shemayna Esrei has to be belachash, does it mean just that the person next to you shouldn't hear what you're saying? Or does it mean that you yourself can't even hear what you're saying? Right? This is an age-old shayla. Tefillah belachash, it means it should be quiet that the person next to you shouldn't hear it? Or does tefillah belachash just mean that it should be quiet even on the level that you yourself can hear it? Zok to Beis Yosef, it's a long Beis Yosef, but if you go through it, what emerges from the Beis Yosef is, it's totally in the nigla digger reason and the nista digger reason. As I state in Beis Yosef, lefi all the time of Alpinikla, why a person is supposed to daven tefillah belachash. Reb Shimon bar Yochai's memory in today's daf. So it's the daf lamed beis amid beis. It's shaloi levayish and soivre aveira. Okay, so if I hear it, I know my aveira. I'm the one that's davening anyways. So this churit shouldn't be a problem. The Gemara on daf chavtal amid beis amasach tis brachis. If I'm saying it's so quiet that the person next to me can't hear it, only I can hear it, that doesn't sound like you're miktani amana. So that wouldn't be a problem. You don't want to be mevavel with people that don't have sidurim. I'm not being mevavel with anybody. I'm the only person that hears it. So based on that, you would think that it should be fine if you can hear your own voice. However, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh said that the minute there's a little bit of noise, if anyone can hear it, maybe even if only you could hear it. So this is a voice that was heard, and the Eibush is never going to hear it because of all the nyanim that are going on in the Zohar above our pay grade. So the fees that could be, it would be a problem even for you not to hear what you're saying. And just to read the last line of the Beis Yosef says, "Umikamakim hazoyer." He quotes the one of Vayakel. Shekosafti besimin kuf memalev. He says, "I quoted this zayer in another place." Maskim ledivrei atoisefta. That's the shita that he brings in the Beis Yosef that holds that you, even you yourself can hear it. V'roy lachushla. Says the Beis Yosef, "V'roy lachushla." Based on the zayer, this is an inyan that v'roy lachushla. So we have two really inyanim of tefillah belachash. One is the tam niglo, the other one is the tam nister, and l'churi there's a nafkamina la'alocha, a very simple, a very basic nafkamina la'alocha. When we say tefillah belachash, does it just mean that the person next to me can't hear it? Or does tefillah belachash mean that even I myself can't hear it? Based on all the niglo, l'churi, what's the problem if I hear it? I just have to make sure the guy next to me doesn't hear it. However, based on the zayir, that the Beis Yosef said, v'roi lochashloi, a person should chatchila daven in a way that even he himself is not going to be able to hear it. Now, the caveat, of course, is, now this is obviously not halacha l'maisa, ask your local rabbi, but in terms of the obvious caveat is that what drives this is your kavanah. So if you're not going to be able to have kavanah unless you do it in a way where even you yourself are going to be able to hear it, so of course the ikar is the kavanah. But the bottom line is, this is what the Beis Yosef says over here in Hilchas Tfilo, in Simen Kofala. But the emes is that there's another nafkamina between the tam nigla and the Tamnester. And just to be makdimit, so one of the themes of Masechtas Nasr and Masechtas Soita was the story of Chana. We just mentioned now that there are many halachas and hilchos tefillah that we learn from Chana, and one of them is tefillah belachash. The koilu lo yishamea, we learn the Indian of tefillah belachash from Chana. The emes is that there's a kushya atzuma that needs to be asked on the story. So Chana is davening, her lips are moving, but she's not making any sound. Eli sees her, vayachshev ela shikaira. So Eli thought she must be drunk. What else is going on here? Doesn't make sense. Nobody talks this way. Nobody davens this way. Bal karchach, she's a shikaira. Yischai shebik sheirim, tzarech levarchai. The rest is history. What was the emes? The emes is, Chana said, I'm not drunk. I'm a tzabrach and a fray. I'm davening because I don't have a child. And the emes is, we learn from here how a person is supposed to daven. He's supposed to daven tefillah belachash. So here's the kasha. The kasha is, if Chana was right, and Chana was davening belachash because that's the way you're supposed to daven, the haraya, this is the makar. Everything else is the time of the kra, like the Maratzchiyu said. This is the source to the inyan of tefillah belachash. So what was Eli's taina? Why did Eli think she was a shikair? Maman of shach. If the right thing to do was to daven belachash, then why did Eli think she was a shikaira? And if the right thing to do was not to daven belachash, then number one, why was Chana davening belachash? And number two, how could you learn from your tefillah belachash? The teretz is, obviously, Chana was doing the right thing. So if Chana was doing the right thing, so why was Eli just choshir or biksherim? She was davening Shmein Esrei, the way a Yiddish Afra, you're supposed to daven Shmein Esrei. What was Poshib Shad in Eli? So the Shloha HaKadosh, and this is a Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, it's Sivkot and Yud Beis. There's a long Haggah, it's in the Haggah. He asks this kasha, he brings this question as Makshima Olam, it's a Velz kasha. Memonavshach, Eli Yechana, Echad Mehem Asad Shalaykadet. One of them is wrong in this story. And Lechura, how do you understand Pashab Shah? So it says the Shlach Kaddish Adavar Nifla, based on something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Sayin Hilchas Tefillah and Sayin Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. The Mechaber, after he brings in Hilchas Tefillah that a person has to daven belachash, says as follows: Yesh Oimrim Shneber Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim Mutter lahashmiya koilam betfilasan afilu betzibur. Then on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's mutter for a person to be mashmiya koiloi. And the Rama says v'chein noyakin, and that's the minik. When we come makom yizaru shloy like be a koilam yoisem idai. It just shouldn't be yoisem idai. But it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter, and that's the minik. The Mechaber brings in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah as well. This is in Simin Tov Kuf Pei Gimel. Even though the whole year we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we daven Belachash, but Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim noyagin loymer b'kol ra. Ulahatos loychashinon, and we're not worried that you're going to make people make mistakes. Kivan shemetzuyim b'yod the machzorim. We said one of the reasons you daven Belachash is because nobody has sedorim. Oh, but on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you need a machzor, and as a result, it's going to be fine. But the bottom line is, says the Shlach Kodesh, you see that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's mutter to daven b'kol ram. Not only is it mutter to daven b'kol ram, v'chein noyagim. It sounds like there was an inyan l'chatchila to go ahead and to daven b'kol ram. So says the Shla. When did the story of Chana happen? The Gemara says, b'Rosh Hashanah nifked Chana. That's why we read mafta Chana on Rosh Hashanah. Because the story happened on Rosh Hashanah. Being that the story happened on Rosh Hashanah, so Eli sees Chana, she's davening Shmein Esrei. Says, what's going on? Why is she davening Shmein Esrei? Everybody's screaming. Why is she davening like this? Avada, she was saying tefillah belachash. But at the same time, it's the Rosh Hashanah height. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, now it's supposed to be b'kol ram. Vayachshev el shikaira. So he thought she was a shikaira. Okay, the Maman of Shach. So Chana was wrong. So says the Shlach Chedesh. He says, that is an Indian to daven b'kol ram and Rosh Hashanah. That's the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. That's the Rosh Hashanah to get tefillahs. But Chana wasn't davening a Rosh Hashanah to get tefillah. This was a presentlich tefillah. And that's what she told Eli. She says, you don't understand. I'm a tzabrach and a woman. I'm not davening my Nasri now. I'm davening for myself. And being that I'm davening for myself, so if I cared, I'm being noyig the way you're always noyig when it comes to tefillah. And being that tanog of tefillah is always belachash, that's why I'm davening belachash. But that's the hezber and the machloikas Chana and Eli, and that's the shakla v'tarya, and that's why, even though we learned tefillah belachash from Chana, it's not a kasha. What was Eli thinking? Why did he think she's a shikaira? The teretz is because it was Rosh Hashanah. And being in Hilchas tefillah, when the Mechaber brings this halacha, Yesh Oimrim Sheber Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim Mutter Lashmiya Koilam B'Tfilasan Afilu B'Tzibur, Zok the Magen Avram one line. It's the Magen Avram is Sifkat and Dalet. He says as follows, Ulefi Tam HaZoyar, according to the Zoyar, Mashma Da Aser. According to the Zoyar, which Zoyar? The Zoyars that we just spoke out, it would seem that it's Aser for a person to daven B'Kol Ram even on Rosh Hashanah. L'chein, If a person could be mechaven belachash adiv tvei, that would be better. Says the Magen Avraham, l'chayra, this time of the mechaber, or this psak halacha, and this minig only makes sense according to the tam nigla of why you daven belachash. But according to the tam nister, based on desire, that if a person davens in a way that someone else hears his tefillah, that person is the only one that's going to hear the tefillah, and that tefillah is never going to make it to Shamayim. So if that's the case, Mali if it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mali if it's a regular day. I don't think it should make a difference. And being that it shouldn't make a difference, says the Magen Avraham, that according to the time of the Zohar, I think the appropriate thing to do would be to daven belachash, even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the emes is that L'chura, based on the Haggah of the Magen Avraham, we have a little bit of a ha'ara on the Beis Yosef. Why? Because the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Aleph said you should be chayish for the Zohar as it relates to when you daven belachash, make sure that even you yourself don't hear what you're saying. Why? Because you want it to be so belachash based on the Zohar. And that was the lashon of the Beis Yosef. You should be chayish for the Zohar. Yet when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Magen Avraham is saying, L'chura, this minig is taluy in the Zohar versus the Tam Nigla, and here the Mechaber just brings it. Mechaber is doch the Beis Yosef. It's doch the Zalbe Mensch. So if that's the case, we have a little bit of ha'ara on the Mechaber. Because here the Beis Yosef, he's telling you to be chayish for the Tam of the Zohar, and here based on the comment of the Magen Avraham on the Mechaber, which seems like a very obvious comment, l'chayr, what emerges is that the Mechaber wasn't so worried about the Zohar. I mean, the Magen Avraham is saying that if you want to be chayish for the Zohar, then just realize that Zohar applies in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well. What about the Mechaber? The Mechaber here, as it relates to the first nafkamina that we said, with regards to the Tam Nigla, the Tam Nista, he was chayish for the Zohar. And yet when it comes to the second nafkamina, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, over here he doesn't seem to be chayish for the Zohar. So lulei de mistafina, maybe just say one ha'ara. And that is that, why is it that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's an Indian that you could have in Bekal Ram? Shulchan Aruch says, people have machzorim anyways, you have nothing to worry about. I hear. But there's an inyan of a koil lo yishomeya, tefillah is supposed to be balachash, but frat in the primius of the inyan. What's the pshat that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, all of a sudden now it's different, and now you can daven b'kol ram? So we've mentioned this in the past, that Rosh Shiva, Rabbi Rucham Olshan Shlita, in Yireach L'mayadim, and this is in the Yomim Noiroim volume, it's say in the Shiurim, Simin Gimel, and again, in the Mamorim, Maimre Lamed Zayin, so he brings a Dover Nifla, his words, he brings a Dover Nifla from the Sefer Imre David, who said that Yesh Loimah, the reason on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you could daven b'kol ram is based on a Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Taina, says that mitzvah saseh min ha-toyra lizoik ulhariya b'chatzoytzroiz al kol tzorah shetovay al ha-tzibur. That if a person ever finds himself in a matzav of a tzorah, if Klal Yisrael's in an eis tzorah, mitzvah saseh min ha-toyra lizoik ulhariya b'chatzoytzroiz. There's an inyan for a person to be lizoik ulhariya, for a person to daven b'kol ram. The emes is that the Mabit in Beis Elokim, in Shara Tefillah Perek Vav, he says this by Richos. So he talks about how Tefillah was always balachash. And then he says, v'yikshol ozeh, I have kashes on this. Mimashe matzonu bekame mekoyim is inyan tefillah b'lashon tzaaka. Shua romas koil. You find sometimes tefillah's dafka by romas koil. Few examples. K'moyshe matzonu l'moyshe. V'yitzak moyshe l'Hashem al dvarat tzvaradim. V'yitzak moyshe l'Hashem lemar kel no refon Allah. That's when Miriam was a mitzayra. Ubi Yisrael, when the Yidden came to the Yamsu. V'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael l'Hashem. Bamidbo Perikov, and Nitzak Hashem, and Yishma Koilenu, Ubeshoiftim, Dalit Pomim, and Yitzakub and Yisrael El Hashem, Shmuel, and Yizak El Hashem, Kol Alaylo, the Chem Bekamim, and Koimis Betilim, Zoakti Elecha Hashem. So, Frank, the Mabit, how do you understand that? So, the Mabit says, Venucha Lame, the Teretze, Kat Filois Hasturis, Bechol Yom Shalai Beis Sara, all the Tfilis that we say Shalai Beis Sara, Hushain Royal, and Rabbekot, those Tfilis you're not supposed to say Bekot, Kivan Shu Yochel Chavim Balachash, Avalat Filois, Shemespalin Beis,
Hatzar v'atzar, Tfilas Moshe, and he goes, it's a whole paragraph. He explains every single time you find Tzaka, it was always because it was a matzav of Tzara. And when it's an Eis Tzara, over there it's a different Shulchan Aruch. So the Imre David said that Yesh Shloima, that's the Pshat, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where there's Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason Psuchim, and Rosh Shiva brings, you know, letters from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Ha'odam Ubnei Besoi, his Slavim Olav, Bisakonu Gedoylo Le'istin Agadol, that by the Balei Musar, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was the biggest Eisar of Asadon in the world. And being that this is an Eisar, so that's why there's an Indian that you could do it B'kol Ram. The reason you could do it B'kol Ram is because this is an Eisar. And if it's an Eisar, Tfilah B'Eisar, the Mabit already started back. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Sa'asei Lizakul Ariya, the avoid of an Eisar is B'kol Ram. So it's true, ordinarily Tfilah is Balachash. But when it comes to an Eisar, in an Eisar, it's already B'kol. The emes is this inyan that Eis Sara is B'kol Ram is Mufurish in the Zayar Kaddish. The Zayar is in Parashas Chayes Sara. The Pasuk says, Shema Tfilasi Hashem V'shavasi Hazina. Shema Tfilasi Hashem Dot Sloisa Di Belachash. Says the Zayar Chayes Sara Kuf Lamed Beis Aleph Beis. That's a Tfila Belachash. V'shavasi Hazina. What does that mean? Dot Sloisa Da'orim Barnash Koli Ba'akse. That's a tefillah that a person says B'kol Ram Ba'akse. What does Ba'akse mean? When he's an Eis Tzara. So, Shema Tefillasi Hashem. Hashem, listen to my tefillah. Tefillah, that's Balachash. V'shavasi, that's a Geshrai, Hazina. Totzloisa da'orim barnash kole Ba'akse. Kamada at Omar, you find Vatal Shavasam Elo Elohim. Umau Shavasam Elo de Bitsloise Orim Kole. There's an Indian that when a person's in Eid Sari, he screams. Vizofik Eine Lamailo. Kamada at Omar Veshoya Lahar. Vitsloisa da Azasar Tfilo. When a person finds himself in an Eid Sari and he screams, Mitabar Tarim. It breaks through all the Sha'arim. Vidofik Loin La Alot Sloise. And it bangs on the doors for this tefillah to be answered. This inyan, that even though tefillah is supposed to be balachash, but at the same time in an eis sara, not, that's mefurish in the Zayir HaKadosh. It's in Parshas Chayes Sara. Shema tefillasi Hashem, tefillah balachash. But in an eis sara, it's v'shavasi hazino. It's l'fize yeishloi ma'mayredik. That's the word. Avad in the Zayir HaKadosh, tefillah has to be balachash. And not only tefillah balachash like in the Niglo, but in a much more chomet ga'ifin, even you yourself shouldn't hear it. But at the same time, even the Zayir HaKadosh says mefurish that that's only when it's a b'china of shaloi beis sara. But when it's Eis Tzara, it's V'shavasi Hazina. Then already a person's allowed to scream. Faker, then the Avoida is to scream. And if you scream, that's going to be Shoiver, and that's how it's going to be answered. So if that's the case, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is an Eis Tzara, it could be even the Mechaber held. Avada V'chayish for the Zayir. But even like the Zayir, it's going to be okay. The Magen Avram said, like the Zayir, I don't see the difference between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur versus Agan Seyor. But like this raid, David, it could be the Mechaber wasn't masking to this Agah from the Magen Avram. That's why this is Olulei the Mistafino. But it could be he wasn't masking to this Agah. And if he's not masking to this Agah, so it could be he held that Hagam, it's true, in the Zayir HaKadosh, it's so chomer the Inyan of Tila B'lachash. Oh, but Eis Tzara, that's a different din. That's a different Inyan. You're right. When it's Shema Tfilasi Hashem, you have to be very, very careful. But when it's Mishavasi Azino, then already it's going to be different. But just to end with one more Zayir HaKadosh. So we mentioned the Zayir in Parashas Vayakel and the Parashas Vayigash. Now we mentioned the Zayir in Parashas Chayesara. One more, and this is in Parashas Shmois. It's Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis Chaf Aleph. It says as follows. Tzaaka v'shava b'may isparshan. You find sometimes a lashon of tzaaka. Tzaaka means to scream. And then you find the Lashon of Shava. That also means to scream. But they obviously don't mean the same thing. So what's the difference between these two things? Amr Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ein loch Shaiva, elo b'tfila. Shaiva means tfila. Shenemar shima tfilasi Hashem v'shavasi Hashem. It's the same pasuk that we just mentioned in the Zohar Parshas Chayesara. That's what Shaiva means. Elecha Hashem shivati. Shivati elecha v'atir pa'eni. Shava means to scream b'tfila. And that's a murder de gazach. A bit tzaaka. You know what tzaaka is? Shetzoyek, the person screams, ve'eina yoimer klum. He doesn't say one word. That's what tzaaka is. Tzaaka is you scream, but the zaksh kein vart. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda said, Hilkach, gedoyla tzaaka mikulam. Tzaaka is the biggest madrega. Shetzaaka he believe. Because tzaaka, the tefillah is in ganzen in your life. You don't say one word. Hadol dechsev, tzaak libam el Hashem.
Tzaaka uzaaka davar echadu. Tzaaka and zaaka, says the Zohar, is the same thing. Vezek kroiva la kadosh baruch hu yoisa mitfila vanach. And tzaaka and zaaka, which are the same thing, is more carved to the Eivish than all the tefila. What's tefila? Shema tefila si Hashem. We know what it is from the Zohar Parshas Chayisar. That's tefila v'lachash. And it's more than shaiva, and that's anacha, which is when a person screams in an Eitz Sara. This is the most. Dichsev, look at all the psukim that talk about tzaaka. Ki im tzoy gitza ki lai, shamaya eshma tzaakasa in a second. Amra brachi, b'shosh, amra kodesh baruch hu shmuli, chamdi kim lachdi yashol ha-melech. When Eivish told Shmuel, I have charata, that Shaul was appointed king. Maksi, vayicha le Shmuel, vayitza ke la Hashem kol alayla. He niyach ha-koil. He left all the different options that he had in tefillah, v'lokach tzaaka. And he chose tzaaka. Mishum dihi kroi v'lekutcha berichu yoyse mikulu. Hadol dichsev, hinei tzakas b'nei Yisrael bo. David says that Tzaka came to me. Tanu Rabbanan. Here's the punchline. Hay man detzoli ubachi. A person that's davening and he's crying. Vitzoik. And then he starts screaming. Adlo yochel mirchash besifivase. He's screaming so loud. He's crying so uncontrollably. He posha can't say a word. He can't move his lips. It's bekoyle lo yishomea. Screaming. But he can't say one word. Hay tzloisa shleimasa dihibaliba. That tefillah, that's so sholeh, that can't leave his heart because he's screaming so loud, he can't utter a word. That tefillah will never be unanswered. No such mitzvah that tefillah won't be answered. Amar Rav Yehuda, the Zohar is mamish meirich over here. G'day l'tzaka sh'koreya g'zardino yishal adam yikol yom. Rav Yitzchak amar, g'day l'tzaka sh'mayshelas amidas adin shal maila. Rav Yosi amar, g'day l'tzaka sh'mayshelas b'ayil mazal b'ayil maba. Bishvil tzaka noichal adam b'ayil mazal b'ayil maba. D'chsev ayitzak v'al Hashem, b'atzal lehem imutzuk ayseyem yatzilem. In the Zohar it's mavur. That is the Indian of tefillah b'lachash. And that's Soita Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, and that's Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, and that's Brachas Daf Chav Dalet, and that's the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Aleph. That's the way you're supposed to daven. A Yid's supposed to daven Balachash. We learn it from Chana, V'koyla Lo Yishameya. But then there's an Indian Be'ez Tzara. Be'ez Tzara, it's a different Indian. And that's the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas Chayesara. Where on the one hand, it's Shema Tfilasi Hashem, but Vishavasi Azino. That Shaiva, where a person's davening, he's davening really, really loud. And even though really Tfilah is supposed to be Balachash, but in an eighth sara, it's different. And like the Mabit says in a Beis Alikim Shar Tfil, and then the Perek Vav Be'aruch. And maybe that's why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur doesn't need to daven out loud, because Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim v'Imlecha a sara v'sakana g'doy v'mizu. And that's why there's an Indian that a person can daven out loud. But then there's even a higher darga of Tfilah. And that harga daya Tfilah is where you're doing both. A person's in an eighth sara and he's screaming. He's mamish screaming. It's Vayitzaku. But at the same time, he's not saying one word. The koilus are very, very loud koilus. But in terms of the actual tefillah is 100% balachash. And that's the mailush of a kulon. Again, this is very above our pay grade. We were mocked and swayed by like that. But it could be the oimek advarim is because now you be efshel l'kayim shneim. On the one hand, you have the maila of screaming be'ez sara, l'shavasi azina. But at the same time, the tefillah itself, nobody heard. All anybody heard was the tzaaka. But the tefillah, nobody heard. So you could be mekayim, say the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Chayesara, l'shavasi azina, and say the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Vayakal and Parshas Vayigash, where no one's hearing the tefillah. And because it's such a private tefillah between you and the Eibishto, so it has that maila. We'll end with this. Reb Tzadik in Pre Tzadik, and this is Rosh Hashanah, it's Ois Tes. So he says this, I'll just read a few lines. Rosh Hashanah, ubechal aseres yimei tshuva, oimrim hakapitol shira malois mimamakim kirosicha Hashem. Hashem shima bekoili, tiyena az necha kashuvois, lukol tachanunoi. So it says Reb Tzadik, ulohovin halosh and shima bekoili. So why all of a sudden are you yelling? What's Pashup Shat? Why is this something that you're doing? What David HaMelech meant when he said, Shira Malis Mimamakim Kirosicha Hashem, Hashem Shema Bekoili, he didn't mean listen to my tefillah. The tefillah was a tefillah belachash. But what he meant was there's a kol tzaaka that sometimes comes from oimek alev. Acheinu yochel lifroit besfasav afilu bechitoch hadibur. You can't utter the words. You're so overwhelmed that you can't say a word. Rak shetzoyek bekol poshut mikeiv libay. The tzaaka is making noise, but you yourself, you're not saying a word. The tefillah zumiku belas beyoyser. A tefillah like this is the most accepted tefillah. K'mo shenemar tefillah la'ani ki yatoiv v'lefnei Hashem yishpoich sicha. He says, Shetfilo Sa'ani, he goes on to explain this in it a little bit. He says, that's why you find that when the Yidim of Avatol, the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, it says, Vayikru b'kol gadol, right? They scrambled a kol gadol. What did they say? It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. They said, bye bye. What is that? What kind of tefillah is that? Bye bye? Right? Nebuch, it's so painful. It says, Rav Tzar, it's the best tefillah a person can say. When a person is so bitzar and he so badly wants to get out of a matzav, he posha can't even articulate a tefillah. He said, bye bye. That was the ganze tefillah. Hainu tzakas kol poshut mi oime ke'ev alev al goydel atzar shel iskarus hayetzahara. He said, v'zeo apirish. David HaMelech says, mi mamakim kirosich Hashem. He said, I'm crying to you from the depths of my heart. I can't even say the words out of my mouth. It's so deep. I can't zogin. But you know what he asked Hashem? Hashem shima b'koyli. Hear my sound. He didn't say, Eibishne, hear the tachanunim. The tachanunim were mamish pa'oyme kalev. But what he said is, listen to the koil of my tachanunim. Ki letfila nitzrachet. But that's, says Rav Tzadik, that's the oymek of that inyan. So Rav Tzadik says, when do we say Shir HaMalos Mimamakim Kirosicha Hashem? So you say it befrat you say it during the Aseres Yimei Teshuva. He says, Vaisos, this tefillah is epis miyuchet Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Aseres Yimei Teshuva. Why is it miyuchet to that man? So he says, because we know that the shofar is a tefillah. What's the tefillah of the shofar? We've talked about this over the years. What is the oymek of the tefillah of the shofar? Rav Tzadik says, this is the oymek. You're screaming and you're not saying one word. That's the oymek. And that's David HaMelech's tefillah of me mamakim kirosicha Hashem. Hashem shima b'koil. Just hear the noise. Don't even hear that. There's no tachnunim to hear. I'll be here. I can't even say a word. I'm so tzibrochen. I'm so overwhelmed. He says, that tefillah that comes by oymek alev, that's the avoid of the shofar. The yidin on the shofar, the koyach of the shofar, shemeya kol shofar. Right? In the world of lamdis, the preskarov, that shofar is a tefillah, and in the world of machshava, the ein kam mekoy mei laharech. But what is the nusach? What's the knech of the tefillah of the shofar? The tefillah of the shofar is, it's this Zohar HaKadosh. It's the last Zohar HaKadosh, the one in Parashat Shmos, that there's an Indian sometimes where it's efshel l'kayim shnei, where you could have the mail of tzaka, and you have the mail of balachash. That is what the shofar represents. You listen to the shofar, you hear a koil, you don't hear one word, but that koil represents all the tzibrochenkeit of Klal Yisrael. And that is the most beautiful tefillah, that's the tefillah that has the biggest koyach, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, and that's the koyach, and that's the tefillah, the oymek of mi mamakim kirosicha Hashem.